I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Palestinian medical workers report at least 20 people were killed in overnight strikes in the Gaza Strip. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the strikes overnight and into Monday hit a tent camp in the Mawazi area, an Israel-declared humanitarian zone, killing 8 people, including 2 children. That's according to the Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, which received the bodies. The Israeli military says it only strikes militants, accusing them of hiding among civilians. It said late Sunday that it was targeting a Hamas militant in the humanitarian zone. In addition, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Bala said 3 bodies arrived after an airstrike on a school-turned shelter in the built-up Nusrat refugee camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Monday there are indications North Korea is preparing to send more troops and weapons to support Russia's war in Ukraine. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff said the additional weapons being readied include suicide drones. They said North Korea has already sent 240-millimeter rocket launchers and 170-millimeter self-propelled artillery to Russia. Pyongyang has already sent about 12,000 troops to Russia, according to South Korea, the United States, and Ukraine. The Joint Chiefs said Monday that at least 1,100 of the North Koreans have been killed or wounded. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military said Monday it shot down 47 aerial drones that Russian forces launched in attacks overnight, targeting multiple areas of the country. Richard Green, VOA News.
Russia's defense ministry said Monday it destroyed a Ukrainian aerial drone over the Bryansk region along the Russia-Ukraine border. Regional officials said there were no reports of damage or casualties from the Ukrainian attack.